Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. Our special guest for the back half of this hour is Kate Swinburne, CEO and President of Youth Force NOLA, as well as Sarah Bell, Chief of Industry Exposure and Experience. They just completed their summer cohort internship program where 265 young folks earned more than, hold on to your seats here, folks, $600,000 through internships at nearly 100 regional businesses. What a success that is. Kate and Sarah, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having us. This is Kate.
Nice to be here. This is Sarah.
So, Kate, if you would, for the benefit of our listening audience, would you expose to them what Youth Force NOLA's mission, vision, and what you guys are all about?
Yeah. Youth Force NOLA exists so that our young people can fulfill their potential in work and life. And our mission, sort of the day-to-day of what we do, is that we set about to bring out the best in everyone, supporting our young people on their path to career. So we help schools offer career-connected learning. We help businesses open their doors to host workplace experiences. We work with policymakers to set the right kinds of policies. And we do evidence-based coaching to help folks, you know, do all of this work incredibly well.
So, big word, career-connected learning. Describe that for us.
Yeah. Career-connected learning is a way of doing high school differently than most of us experienced it, such that our young people are getting exposed to career, they're developing soft skills, they're building professional plans and career interests. They're earning industry credentials. They're getting college credits. And ultimately, again, they're getting out into the real world to apply those skills through things like internships and apprenticeships.
Absolutely. And obviously, over the summer, you have more access to more kids. There's more free time for them. And y'all have this huge summer program, Sarah. Tell us about the experience of this year's summer program.
Yeah, this was an amazing summer, our largest cohort yet in the program. And we work with all of our open enrollment high schools here in the city. We do recruiting of juniors to come to our program between their junior and senior year. We bring them all to the Pan American Life building in the CBD for about 3.5 weeks of work readiness training, where they are in smaller cohorts, getting a lot of practice developing and improving on their soft skills, really just learning what it's like to go to work. We have them for about 60 hours over 3.5 weeks, and then they are deployed throughout the city and the region to do 110 hours of work with their business partner. So we had hundreds of young people, 89% of those that started with us completed the program, which is exceptionally high. The state has increased the requirements to kind of be an approved internship, and we were able to transition our program to meet those requirements. I'm really proud of my team and our young people and our business partners for such a great summer.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you would, for the benefit of the audience, that soft skills training, a lot of times people don't realize nor recognize just how very important that is to not misstep and achieve early on successes as you enter the business world. It's not easy out there, right?
You're right. It's not easy out there. And I think those of us, you know, who are in the working world, we know when people have or do not have those soft skills. We know when our colleagues are great at time management or could use some improvement in their professional attitude. And those are things that we want our young people to understand very early so that they are going into their internship and ultimately into the workforce, understanding what those skills look like at work, because they look a little bit different in a school setting or in, you know, at your house or with your friends. And so we really use the opportunity in that work readiness training to pull back the veil, to help young people understand those soft skills, practice them in scenario-based ways, and really feel confident when they go into their internship that they can show up as themselves with an understanding of what they need to do at the workplace to stand out, to make sure they're arriving on time, getting their deliverables turned in, having conversation with people who they've never met, with colleagues that, you know, maybe have different lived experiences, but because they've had that training and we continue to kind of coach them behind the scenes throughout their internship, they're able to really put those skills into practice, get really great feedback from their supervisor throughout the experience. They can continue to improve throughout the duration of the summer and then take those new or refined skills back into their senior year.
You know, I remember in my previous life talking to kids that had summer job experiences similar to what y'all do at Youth Force NOLA, not as broad as what y'all are doing. And I asked them oftentimes, what was the thing that surprised you most? And they were like, I didn't realize I would be judged so often about everything every day. And, you know, and they were like, you know, the kind of judgment from your peers is one thing, but when it takes on more the role of accountability, and they didn't use those exact words, but that's what they were talking about. They were kind of taken aback and turned off by that experience. I'm curious if you hear that periodically.
We do hear something similar to that. You know, when young people are in school, they're often told exactly what to do, when to do it, when they're done with that, what to do next. And when they get into their internship placement, it's not quite like that, right? They have some things that they're supposed to work on. When they finish, they have to learn and be reminded, like, find the next thing, go talk to your supervisor, get more information if you need it. And that's why we have coaches who check in with them every week during their internship placement to help them work through some of the uncomfortable feedback they may be getting, you know, the lessons that they're learning, help process them through that so they can take that information, internalize it, not make the same mistakes again, or continue to work through those scenarios. But yeah, our young people, you know, in these internships really are learning about what it means to be an employee in a professional space. And it's a learning process. That's why it's called work-based learning. This is not a typical job where, you know, you make a couple of mistakes and you could be on the cutting room floor. This is an opportunity for them to learn, make those mistakes, understand what they might get judged for, what might be a ding on their record if they had a typical job at this company, and work through that with their supervisor so that, you know, when they do have a job, when they're out of high school, when they have a car note, you know, they have bills to pay, those same mistakes are not ones that they make because they had this experience in high school to learn what to do to get ahead and what not to do to get left behind.
Yeah, and I guess I would add to that, Newell, you know, I think it's what you're hearing and what Sarah's saying is sort of there's this bigger picture call to action that Youth Force raises with our educator partners and the community more broadly, which is we need to be far more explicit and clear with our adults about, with our young adults, I mean, what it takes to be an adult and what it looks like to be an adult. I mean, the truth is our young people are getting graded and scored on their actions and their behaviors at school every day, but oftentimes they're not getting that feedback until the quarterly report card. And what happens in the real world, what happens at work is you are getting feedback almost daily. And so what can we all be doing collectively so that our young people can do that translation or sort of have that experience of getting more consistent and clear feedback? Because it's all in service of growth. You know, I think when you hear it for the first time, it feels like criticism. But, it, you know, when it is framed in service of growth, it can be really transformational.
I wish I would have been exposed to that experiential learning type of model, you know, and it's kind of weird. And maybe Kate and Sarah, y'all think about it, too. And maybe you had that experience. In my generation, we didn't. And I often wonder where I would have ended up had I had it, you know, and what would have been different in my life, because you would have been exposed to a lot of things in a lot of different ways than just the traditional educational model. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what motivates us. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a photojournalist. And so summer between my junior and senior year, I had an internship with my hometown's local newspaper, and I did a lot of photocopying and a lot of coffee runs, but I also got to shadow the photojournalist. And, you know, so submitted a portfolio to colleges and universities of my art and my photography, got to college, and then I joined the school newspaper, with a job as a photojournalist, and 6 months in, I did not want to be a photojournalist anymore, right? And we believe that it is, and it is value and important to have a plan and change it than to have no plan at all, right? And
absolutely.
So, and I think my lived experience is one like that, right? So the prioritization and the path toward photojournalism then led me to explore serving my community, and, you know, and here I am 40 years later, an educator and workforce developer and all these other things. So I do think we have folks in the youth force community who have sort of done something of an alternate path. But what we really are calling for is how can we as a community get far more young people access to those types of experiences and opportunities to really, you know, formulate the plans, you know, build those networks, and, you know, just sort of start dipping their toes in career far earlier than, you know, the status quo would have them do.
So if businesses are interested in partnering with you, where do they go?
Yeah, we are always looking for local businesses to participate, both with our internship program and all of the other career-connected learning work that we do throughout the school year with our school partners and our students. And so they can go to our website, youthforcenola.org. There is a page specifically for employers that lists all of the ways that they can get involved. Some, it's, you know, an hour. Some, like an internship program, is hosting a young person for 110 hours, and there's a lot in between. So we have plenty of ways. We have a team that works specifically with our employer partners to help them feel prepared and ready for whichever ways they want to connect with the work.
Awesome. Thank you all so much. Kate Swinburne, CEO and President of Youth Force NOLA, as well as Sarah Bell, Chief of Industry Exposure and Experience there. Congratulations on the great work. 10 years of incredible work. Their 10-year anniversary is coming up. 97% of their alumni enrolled in higher education and or secured a job. 1,400-plus public high school students completed a Youth Force NOLA internship since 2015. 93% of the public schools in New Orleans are partners in 250-plus local businesses. Invest time, talent, and capital in their future workforce. What a great collaboration. Congratulations to both of y'all, and have a great week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.